The International Court of Justice in The Hague has begun reading its decision on the legality of the barrier that the Israeli government is building in and around the West Bank. The Israeli government says it needs the barrier to keep out suicide bombers and that it is vital for Israel's future security. Palestinians say if that's true, it should have been built on Israeli territory, not on their land. NPR's Silvia Pajoli is at the World Court in the Netherlands. Silvia, the court president, as I said, is reading this ruling. It's a long, long ruling. Are there any indications yet of the court's decision?
Well, up to now, he has basically been reading the issue of whether this court had the jurisdiction to hear and to rule and to give an advisory opinion in the first place. And after about half an hour, the court, into the read, he said, yes, it does have, after a lot of legal details. Now, what we understand, however, from what appear to be leaks of the ruling have gotten out onto the internet, the court has basically said that Israel, that the barrier is against international law and it should dismantle those parts of it that are in violation. It says the wall and the route chosen gravely infringe on the rights of Palestinians living in the territory occupied by Israel. And it says that the wall construction is a breach of Israel's obligations under international humanitarian rights. Again, according to the leaks, the court says it's not convinced the route chosen by Israel, that it was the only means to safeguard Israel's interest. Again, according to the leak, it says the court acknowledges Israel faces numerous indiscriminate and deadly acts of violence and has a right and indeed a duty to protect the life of its citizens, but those measures must conform to international law. So it also asks that Israel make reparations for damage caused and return land, orchards, etc., seized for the purpose of construction. And the court, again, according to the leak, is of the view that the UN General Assembly and the Security Council should consider what further action is required to bring to an end the illegal situation resulting from the construction of the wall.
What is the background, just briefly, on this case?
Well, the Palestinians are not challenging the barrier per se. They are saying that large portions of the barrier are being built on their land, and they call it a de facto annexation. The barrier does not follow the so-called green line, the 1967 border. In some places, it cuts deep into the West Bank as much as 4 miles. For its part, Israel insists that it's not drawing a political border. It says it needs it for security, and that it's a temporary security measure that could be taken down. And in fact, they say it has already been very effective in curbing suicide bombings.
And how did this case end up at the court?
Well, last December, the United Nations General Assembly asked the World Court for an advisory opinion on the legality of the barrier after Israel ignored a resolution demanding that the barrier be taken down. However, only 90 of the UN's 191 members voted in favor of the decision. Now, keep in mind, this is an advisory opinion. It is not binding, but it carries with it a lot of political, moral weight. And what is expected is that the Palestinians will now ask the General Assembly to formally act on, to demand the dismantling of the barrier, and they hope to, if even maybe, to have sanctions against Israel. Israel, of course, will do everything possible it can with U.S. help to not have it reach the Security Council.
Sylvia, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Silvia Pajoli speaking from the World Court in the Netherlands.